Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Clint Eastwood's daughter, Francesca, has been dating Jonah Hill's brother, Jordan Feldstein, for just a hot second, but they were partying in Vegas last weekend and ended up tying the knot. Francesca's already realized her mistake, and she's having the marriage annulled.
Number four.
The Hunger Games catching fire, number one at the box office this weekend, duh, with $161.1 million in ticket sales. The sequel narrowly beat out the opening numbers of the original. It also set a record for a November opening. However, it was not the biggest opening of the year. That honor still belongs to Iron Man 3.
Number three.
GQ is out with their list of the least influential celebrities of 2013. Coming in first, Dennis Rodman, who appointed himself as the peacemaker between the U.S. and North Korea by becoming BFFs with Kim Jong-un.
Number two.
How dare Beyoncé tick off the Egyptian Indiana Jones? But that's exactly what she did. Zahi Hawa says she showed up late for their scheduled tour, and he demanded an apology. But she stood there with her mouth shut and refused to give him one. And when Zahi's photographer started taking pictures, her bodyguard snapped at him, "Stop! I'm the one who says yes or no, not you." And Zahi said, "In that case, you are out. I'm not giving you the privilege of having you on my tour." Then he called Beyoncé stupid and left.
Number one.
Pitbull hosted the Fairly Tame American Music Awards last night. Among the highlights, Miley Cyrus singing Wrecking Ball, clothed, but with some weird kitten lip-syncing and crying diamonds floating in space behind her. Katy Perry offended some viewers by dressing as a geisha for her performance of Unconditionally. Rihanna was presented the first ever AMA Icon Award presented by her mom. And for a record-setting third time, Taylor Swift received Artist of the Year. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.